officially here for the interview. Travis Osmond with the Leakey County Weed and
Pest. Good morning, Duke.
Travis, how are you today?
Better than I deserve, thanks.
Oh, good for you. You deserve pretty good, my friend,
well,
so you must be
know.
Doing all right.
It's all right. The sun's shining, snow's melting. It's hard to have a bad day right now.
Hey, as we hit end of April here, heading into May this weekend, that means everything's going to be blooming and blossoming pretty quick, heading into the spring and summer season. And that means a big lot of work for you and your department at the Lincoln County Weed and Pest. What is kind of the forefront of your mind and goal this time of year at the Weed and Pest as you head into the summer?
Well, the goal for me is to make sure that we're completely staffed, all of our equipment's ready to roll, we have all of our chemical and inventory that we need, and that we're just ready to meet the demands of the public and take care of the weeds in the county. That's my goal. I mean, that's what I need to make sure is happening. And we're there. We're ready to go.
Of course, you have a staff that does take care of weeds all over the county on county land and other non-private land typically, right? And
correct.
So as you start looking around and seeing a lot of private land and some of the weeds and things like that, how does it work between your department, the Weed and Pest, and the landowner? What's that relationship like?
So let me back up just a little bit. Talking about crews, you mentioned. So last year, I think we hired 32 seasonal people. A lot of them are school teachers. We hire a lot of kids to help us. I mean, it's a big job being over all the noxious and invasive weeds in the county. The relationship between Lincoln County Weed and Pest and the private landowner is awesome. So we are here to assist you in taking care of those invasive species. So obviously, if you have any questions, you can come in here. We have the chemical, we have the knowledge, we have the know-how to help you and assist you in the safest and most effective way possible to take care of those weeds. And then also another part of our job is to make sure that you are in compliance with the Wyoming weed law. So in Wyoming, it is actually against the law and state statute to allow any of these invasive species. There's 23 invasive species in Wyoming. You cannot let any of those species freely propagate or multiply on your property. So we're here to kind of enforce that and help you keep the law.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where your crews that you talked about, they're not going on to, it's up to the landowner to take care of the weed, right?
Absolutely.
To actually do the physically spray it or dig it up or whatever.
Yeah, we don't spray private property. We leave that up to the commercial applicators in the county. But if a private landowner wants to do it himself, great, come see us. We have the chemicals, we have the knowledge, we can help you do that. If you don't want to do that, and just there's a lot of commercial applicators here in the county that you can just call and they'll come take care of it. But yeah, we're here to just give you the information, the tools, the know-how to be able to keep Wyoming beautiful.
And this is for everything from the half-acre lot to the 100-acre ranch, right?
Yeah, anything. Anybody that owns property in Lincoln County can come see us and is entitled to the help from the Lincoln County Weed and Pest. We're getting, one of the challenges that we're having right now is we are getting a huge influx of move-in folks from other states. A lot of these people, we're finding out, they might have owned an eighth of an acre of property, or they lived in an apartment complex, and now they're here and they own, let's say, 5 acres. They don't know what to do. I mean, they've never owned 5 acres. To them, this is a big ranch, you know? And so the worst thing that they can do is just sit there and let that go, because whether they build a home or a barn or a shop or whatever they've done, they've disturbed that soil, and the invasive species are there, and they're going to come in. And so become educated. Know what species are on your land, and which ones are beneficial, which ones are bad. A lot of these invasive species are poisonous. They're poisonous to the elk, they're the deer, the horses, the cow. And so we want to help you. We want to take care of those problems before they become a real hassle.
You mentioned 23 specific species. What are the most popular or most common ones that you see become a problem in Lincoln County?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm always going to pull my hair out when it comes to leafy spurge and or spotted knapweed. Spotted knapweed actually was introduced into alpine in the early 60s in alfalfa. And since then, it has just spread. It's gone up the Snake River. It's come down the Salt River. It's gone into Idaho. And it's in flower beds all over in alpine. every year, the past 4 years, I've gotten a $200,000 grant to fight knapweed there in the mouth of Grays River and on that the private and forest ground surrounding that area. And we've really done a good job. I mean, we've been mapping it every year as we've treated it, and it's just continued to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So we feel like we're working there, but we still can't do it without the individual landowners that surround the area. Without their help, we just can't win this.
You mentioned get educated, know what the weeds are, be able to recognize them. There's some really good resources online through the state to be able to help with identification and how to treat and those types of things.
People can go to wildweed.org, and that's the Wyoming Council's, the Weed and Pest Council's website. And there are pictures there, there are descriptions there, there's life cycle explanations there. It's really good. What I recommend people do is, if you don't know what they are, either call us and we're happy to meet you on your property, or you can bring them in, put them in a paper bag, throw them in the fridge that night and bring them in the next day, and we'll identify them for you so that you are aware what you've got. And if it's a problem, we can help you get it taken care of.
Travis Osmond, Linke County Weed and Pest, in studio today, and just discussing landowner responsibilities heading into the spring and summer. Travis, anything else in regards to the Weed and Pest you'd like to mention today?
So there's going to be some changes at the Weed and Pest, and we're still waiting on the commissioners to find out what those changes are going to be. The commissioners have decided to stop paying for our health insurance. And so that's really going to put the Weed and Pest in a bind, as obviously as employees, we can't function real well without health insurance. And so we're going to have to dig deep to figure out how we're going to pay for that. It's going to affect the cost share for landowners. But we're still waiting to hear back on what we can expect from the commissioners. So as soon as we have that information, then I can make a good reasonable estimate on what cost share to the landowners is going to look like this year.
Explain cost share. What is that?
So cost share is, we pride ourselves in part of our mill levy that we get at the Weed and Pest, we give free chemical back to the public to help with these problems. And that's why Wyoming has been so effective, is if we've had these funds to give chemical away freely or at a really discounted rate. And so I know last year we gave out about $160,000 worth of free chemical to the residents of Lincoln County. The unfortunate thing is now we're going to be forced to dip into that money to provide health insurance for the employees. And so what that cost share amount is going to be, we just don't know at this point. And so we got to hurry and get that figured out, because we are really approaching summer really fast right now. So one other point, Duke, I'd like to make is, it seems like everybody's, when it comes to spraying weeds or taking care of our lawn, our gardens, it seems like we're always behind the eight ball here in Star Valley, because the snow leaves and then 3 hours later, it's summertime, right? Yep. So the earlier you can get on your weed issues, the better off you're going to be. Once it starts to get hot and dry and the cuticles on those plants start to really close and the waxy cuticles start to close, it really becomes hard. So now is a great time to be out spraying pastures and lawns and that sort of thing. Those weeds you might not even see them, but they're there. I mean, those dandelions might be a quarter of an inch right now, but now's a great time to get out and take care of that stuff.
All right, so get a jump on it. That's Travis Osmond, Linke County Weed and Pest, on the Weekday Wake Up. Travis, anything else?
Duke, I sure appreciate the time. Love being here in Lincoln County, and just appreciate all the residents that are supportive of this. And we're here to do whatever we can to help you.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.